This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Varela, V-A-R-E-L-A, first name Juan, J-U-A-N, date of birth June 8, 1970, date of evaluation March 22nd, 2023. The referring physician, Dr. Saqib Hasan, S-A-Q-I-B-H-A-S-A-N. The chief complaint, 52-year-old male seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for cervical surgery, period. The HDI, the patient is a 52-year-old male who is a construction worker, period. He suffered an industrial injury on January 26, 2022, period. At the time of the injury, comma, the patient was in his workplace doing his usual duties when a co-worker approached him with a forklift, period. The co-worker apparently did not see him or hear him as the patient was injured in the forklift accident, period. He then reported neck pain located in the middle of the neck, associated with upper trapezial pain and upper thoracic pain, period. He was initially evaluated at Kaiser, but then referred to workers' comp, period. MRI of the spine revealed significant pathology, period. The patient has continued with constant pain involving the spine and occasionally the lower extremity, period. He has paresthesias of the upper extremity, period. The pain otherwise is nondescript, period. It is rated 6-7/10, but easily goes up to 8-9/10, period. Pain is slightly decreased with narco, period. Other associated symptoms include numbness and tingling in the bilateral upper extremities, including all fingers, period. Symptoms are exacerbated by cervical movements, upper limb movements, and driving more than 3 hours, period. The patient has been treated conservatively to include physical therapy, NSAIDs, and heat/ice modalities, period. He has had no significant improvement, period. His past medical history is relatively unremarkable, period. The past surgical history, he denies prior surgery, period. Medication, nicotine patch, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams, aspirin, 81 milligrams, tadalafil, 20 milligrams, social history. He notes a history of cigarette smoking, period. He denies alcohol or drug use, period. Review of system, cardiovascular. He stated that he had a heart attack in March following his injury, period. neurologic. He further stated that he had a stroke following his injury. This also occurred in March, period. He notes that a doctor never told him that he had a stroke or a heart attack, period. Respiratory. He apparently has sleep apnea and uses a machine to help breathe at night, period. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination. Blood pressure 133/85. Pulse 92. Respiratory rate 18. Height 67 inches. Weight 265.8 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The cervical examination, there's mild tenderness over the paraspinal musculature, period. There is tenderness on flexion, period. There is mild tenderness on rotation of the neck, period. Examination otherwise unremarkable, period. The data review, EKG demonstrates a sinus rhythm of 78 beats per minute. There is QRS axis of minus 23, otherwise unremarkable. X-ray of the cervical spine, mild degenerative changes, most notably at C5, 6, and C6, 7. There is no evidence of fracture or dislocation, period. Cervical MRI dated February 28, 2022. C5-6 disc is mildly narrow with central 4 millimeter disc protrusion causing moderate central canal stenosis with cord compression. Marked right and moderate left, uncinate, uncinate, hypertrophy, and foraminal stenosis. C6-7, the disc is normal in height with circumferential bulging of disc of up to 3 millimeters with slight central protrusion. There is mild bilateral uncinate hypertrophy and foraminal narrowing, borderline central canal stenosis with AP dimension in the midline measuring 8 millimeters. C7 to T1 is normal. The impression, this is a 52-year-old male who suffered an industrial injury with resultant cervical complaints, period. He is found to have cervical radiculopathy. Next number, degenerative disc disease of the cervical region. Next number, cervical spondylosis. Next number, C5-6 spinal cord compression, period. He denies any medical problems, but is noted to be on tadalafil and further noted to be on atorvastatin, period. He further is noted to be on aspirin, period. His EKG reveals no acute or significant finding, period. He has had no recent chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. He is felt to be clinically stable for his procedures, period. He is cleared for things. Signed, Dr. Wellington Ferguson.